We look at those situations, and, you know, it's not to add additional scrutiny to the officer. It's just in the name of education, we need to know what happened.
Not just studying the trends of numbers, but also the trends of behavior.
Behavior, absolutely. You know, there may be a trend within that story that the number does not reflect. For example, trend may be a different type of weapon that suspects are using, or trend may be when they are introducing the weapon in the encounter with the officer. How do they seclude the weapon? Those are the trends that we are very interested in, because if we can educate the recruits, the new officers, on these trends, it makes them that much better and safer on the street because they're looking for those trends.
You said you didn't know why the state doesn't track these numbers, or some centralized agency doesn't track the numbers, and you don't know why, and that's fair. Would you like to still see a change in that regard, that somebody track the numbers, somebody track the stories behind the numbers?
I don't think we can argue against it. And most departments and administrators encourage more public involvement, I think it would be wise to have those numbers at our disposal, not only for training, but also for information purposes, for the media, for the public to look at, so that they can kind of size the measurement of how the department is performing and what's going on. This idea of having a central warehouse for numbers and statistics will make us that more strategic in how we train. I think it's invaluable. And again, sorry, I keep going back to training, but that is my world. And I think that that's where the less scrutiny will come to law enforcement, because they'll see that 99.9% of us are doing a darn good job. And our best interests are the public's safety and needs. It's these handful of situations. I mean, to put in perspective, think of how many contacts law enforcement has with the public without incident. It's hundreds of thousands of contacts that we have that end in a very peaceful encounter or solution, I should say. So when you look at, you know, situations like Ferguson, and it really isn't fair, but it's the reality, we're judged by those massive incidents, completely forgetting that 99.9% of our contacts are very peaceful.